This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Worshippers prayed for Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi on Sunday after a helicopter carrying Raisi, the country's foreign minister, and other officials apparently crashed in the mountainous northwest reaches of Iran on Sunday. The incident sparked a massive rescue operation in a fog-shrouded forest as the public was urged to pray. Raisi was traveling in Iran's East Azerbaijan province. State TV called it a hard landing. One local government official used the word crash, but others referred to either a hard landing or an incident. Residents said Israeli planes and tanks pounded areas across the Gaza Strip on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The strikes came as White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu amid U.S. calls for a more focused military campaign. Washington worries for the hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians sheltering in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, and has cited a need not just to evacuate them, but also to ensure adequate alternative accommodation. Israel has been pushing into the city that it says is the last bastion of Hamas forces. For many, it was one of their few remaining places of refuge.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. U.S. President Joe Biden has offered his most direct recognition of the anguish American college students are feeling over the Israel-Hamas war. Biden said during a commencement address on Sunday at a historically black Morehouse College in the southern state of Georgia, he has heard the students' voices of protest and seen from the conflict in Gaza break his heart, too. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group.